Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Washington County Extension Director Nancy Adrian and local field agronomist Rebecca Vitito about a Women in Agriculture conference being held in Washington later this month. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And then, who is the first speaker in the afternoon?
So in the afternoon, we will be having Kristen Clark be our first speaker. And Kristen, actually, she is a farmer herself, but she also is the author of a blog called Food and Swine. And so Kristen is going to kind of bring more of a perspective of how do we advocate for agriculture, why it is important to advocate for agriculture, and kind of just share with us the power that women possess in helping to tell not just agriculture's story, but their story involved in agriculture as well, whether it be, you know, just through something simple we do daily, or, you know, maybe somebody wants to write a blog. So, it, you know, from simple to more complex, she'll kind of tell us how we can advocate for agriculture.
And who's going to be wrapping up the day?
We will wrap up the day with Christine Tidgren. She's the director for the Center for Ag Law and Taxation at Iowa State University. And so she will share with us some of the current legal issues that we face in agriculture and kind of talk about things that are going on within the industry. It'll be a good opportunity for people to ask questions as well, things that concern them or, you know, what's going on in our county and our state. So we're very fortunate to have Christine attend and be part of this conference.
So there's a variety of topics and backgrounds from the speakers. Why do you feel it's important to get that variety?
Well, we all come to agriculture from different places and different stages in our lives, and it's such an all-encompassing industry that there's a lot to take in and a lot to understand. So we wanted to approach it from several different angles.
And why do you feel it's important for women to hear from other women in the field?
I think hearing from other women in the field, it kind of gives them an opportunity to hear that, hey, you're not the only one if you're a woman in ag, but also to maybe, you know, reflect on what some of those other women have to say and maybe realize, you know, how similar they are too, and that, you know, we can all help tell our story and we all have a power in agriculture.
So with this conference, it's not only a chance to learn from experts, but it's also a chance to network. Is that correct?
That's right. Last year we had 100 come from all over Southeast Iowa and beyond to the conference, and it was very interesting during the breaks and lunch when they visited and found out their common interests and different things, and it is a good opportunity to network and share and compare stories and that sort of thing.
And looking at last year's conference, did you have attendees that had an array of backgrounds or farms that they work on, everything from, you know, small plots to large facilities?
Yeah, we had an array of women, you know, whether they were actually farming themselves and whether that be, you know, something like a smaller farm to a much larger farm, but we also had women that were involved in the ag industry as well. So we had folks that were maybe ag lenders here. We also had folks that work with like the Iowa Corn Growers or the Iowa Soybean Association that attended, or maybe they just work in the ag industry as well. So a wide variety with a lot of different backgrounds from, you know, maybe just in high school clear up to like 60 plus, 70 plus years old.
So you could have high school students who plan on studying agriculture in college.
Yep, and actually we have a kind of a nice perk if they are a student wanting to come to the conference. So registration in general is $25, but for students it's $15. So there's a $10 discount for students to attend.
And if people want to register, how do they do that?
So probably the easiest way to register is either to call the Washington County Extension Office, and that phone number is 319-653-4811, and they can call in and register here, and then just mail their money to the extension office. Or we do have an online registration form, And probably the easiest way to get to the online registration form is just to go to the Washington County Extension webpage. And then we've actually got a link right at the top that has a lot more details about the conference that's coming up on March 15th. And then there's a link that they can register online. And if they choose to register online, they can also choose to pay with a credit card. So that's a nice feature we have there.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Extension Director Nancy Adrian and field agronomist Rebecca Vitito speaking about a Women in Agriculture conference being held in Washington later this month. This is part two of a two-part interview. Hear the first part of our conversation at kciiradio.com. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.